We'll be good to go.
Okay, fantastic. I'll call the meeting to order of the Legislative Budget Office Oversight Commission, today being Friday, February 5th, 2021. Welcome everybody, glad you're able to join. It's our first one of this new session. So glad to have us be together again. With that, we have on the agenda one of the first things to do, which is to review and approve the December 2nd meeting minutes. And Ms. Hull, those have been previously sent out to the commission, correct? All right, they have been sent out. Representative Hertaus.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll move approval of the minutes as written.
Motion made by Representative Hertaus to approve the December 2nd meeting minutes as presented. All those in favor, please come off mute while we get ready to vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails and is adopted. All right. We have a very short agenda meeting today, as the statute requires that in after each election on a two-year term basis, we will have the election of the chair and vice chair. So myself have been chair, and then Representative Lyndon Carlson, who has retired, was the vice chair from the House. And as the statute also says, that one two-year term, it's in the Senate, and in the next two-year term, it is in the House. So members, do you have any questions at all about that? Okay, if not, then we'll proceed to, I just want to mention, so we're going to open up the nominations for the position of chair. And so those nominations are now opened.
Senator Giffmar.
Representative Albright.
Thank you, Senator. I would nominate Jerry Hertaus for chair.
Okay, Representative Hertaus is nominated as chair. Any other nominations? Okay,
For chair?
Senator Marty, yes.
I'll nominate Mohammed Noor, Representative Noor.
Senator Marty nominates Representative Moore. All right, any other nominations? Seeing no further nominations, nominations are now closed. And one thing I didn't think of checking, Ms. Karsner, in this process, do we have a secret ballot, and how do we do that on Zoom?
Madam Chair, I
didn't
believe it was a secret ballot. All right. We can look into that if that is something that the commission would like us to do. I don't know how to do that on Zoom, though, honestly.
All right. We'll just proceed to a voice vote then. I think we'll just make that happen. So all those in favor of Representative Hertaus, please raise your hand or say aye. Please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we need to be able to count those. I think I saw four votes for Representative Hertaus. Okay. All right, we have four votes for Representative Hertaus. All right, all those to vote for Representative Noor, please say aye and also raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
I count 1, 2, 3 votes for Representative Noor. And with that, Representative Hertaus, you have 4 votes. Representative Noor has 3. So Representative Hertaus is the new chair. With that, members, I will hand over the gavel to Representative Hertaus to conduct the rest of the meeting. But before I do, as the chair leaving, I want to say thank you to all staff who have been great to work with in the process that we've gone from Ms. Weber over to Ms. Karsner, And it's been a really interesting period of time. I want to thank you and thank everybody and all the members. And we did issue some certificates from the Legislative Budget Office Oversight Commission recognizing Representative Voigt, Representative Lyndon Carlson. I think those were the two ones, and Ms. Weber. So with that, I will hand it over to you. Congratulations, Representative Hertas, as a new chair. I will hand the gavel over to you for the next step.
Thank you, members. And as a fifth term member in the legislature, I'm honored to be able to serve in this capacity. Members, the next item is to elect a vice chair. And so with that, I will open the floor to nominations for vice chair.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to nominate Senator Kiffmeyer.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other nominations?
Mr. Chair, I would like to nominate Senator Wicklund.
Representative Neuer nominates Senator Wicklund for vice chair. Are there any other nominations? Seeing no other nominations, we'll close the nominations and we'll proceed with electing the vice chair. With that, members, if you want to use your raise hand under the reactions tab, you can do that to vote. We'll start with
Mr. Chair,
Senator Kiffmeyer for vice chair.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Marty is looking to be recognized. Representative Hertas.
Senator Marty, you have the floor.
Sorry, I was muted.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I'm new to this and so on, but I was kind of assuming because we have two houses, we switched that, but one house is controlled by DFL, they're controlled by Republicans. I kind of wondered, don't we generally in that case have one from each party between chair and vice chair? Because it kind of, I mean, I understand who shows up gets some say, but I also think that if we were planning this in a normal way, that because I think this is meant to be a very nonpartisan commission. So I just wondered about that, being new to this.
Thank you, Senator Marty. Other members, any discussion or comments?
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, sorry, I didn't find my raise hand button. I just had a question. I apologize. I was a couple minutes late because of another meeting, commission that I'm, or council that I'm on. Has Mr. Elkin or Representative Elkins, is he absent today or unable to attend? It just seems like the voting on a chair and vice chair should include all the members, but I understand that we have to move forward as people are available.
Thank you, Senator Wicklund. Any other comments?
Well, I had a question. I mean, I missed the first minute or so. Was there any discussion about whether Representative Elkins is planning to attend?
We did hold a meeting. We waited past the starting hour for additional members. There were three members that were missing. Two of you did show up. We started the meeting, I believe, at about 11:04 or 11:05. Senator Kiffmeyer, as chair at that time, made the decision to move forward with electing the officers. It's a very short agenda today. Any other discussion or comments?
Mr. Chair, this is Catherine Ho. I believe Mr. Elkins has just joined or is trying to join. I don't see his square, but he was just in the waiting room.
I'm here.
Oh, okay, there you are.
Okay, but you know, I didn't receive a meeting invitation for this. There was an email that went to my junk folder, but you know, if you're going to set a meeting, send out an Outlook meeting invitation, shows up on our calendars.
Thank you, I apologize about that.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Kiffmeyer.
I will withdraw my name from the vice chair position and yield to Senator Wicklund because the one thing I don't want to have happen here is that we have a debate in regards to that. And it has been something that I think is important that we have bipartisan, bicameral. The election for chair is concluded, and so I will withdraw my name from the vice chair position. And that way we will have both a chair and a vice chair, two different political parties bicameral, and we will have met those requirements.
Thank you, Senator Kiffmeyer. Senator Kiffmeyer withdraws her nomination.
I also make a motion to cast a unanimous ballot for Senator
We had already closed the other nominations for vice chair. So that does leave Senator Wicklund remaining as the bipartisan member of this committee.
Mr. Chair, I don't know who is the chair here, but I have a point of order. It is the custom and usage of this body that the majority party in the House that whose turn it is to be the chair. We went through the same thing last year with the LCC Committee on Metropolitan Governance, and it caused a big stink, and it was finally straightened out. But the chair of an LCC committee should be from the majority party of the chamber that has the gavel.
Thank you, Representative Elkin. Duly noted, but I guess the bylaws of this organization don't clearly state that. It just says that there be a member from each chamber.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Albright.
Mr. Chair, I would note that Senator Kiffmeyer did note that she convened the meeting past the time that it was called for, and she did recognize that a quorum of the new members was present. So I do believe that we moved forward in due accord with the bylaws of properly electing a chair.
Thank you, Representative Albright.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Wicklund.
I'm sorry, Senator Rosen had her hand raised. I just am struggling to find my raised hand, so I can go after Senator Rosen.
I believe that we had hands raised for the vote of vice chair. Senator Rosen, was that your indication with your hand raised?
No, it's not, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to actually defer to Mr. Nauman to review the bylaws, just so we're clear what the bylaws say, if he is prepared to do that.
Thank you, Senator Rosen. Mr. Nauman, are you able to do that?
Madam Chair, members, good morning. Paragraph C of 3.8854 states, the commission shall meet in January of each odd numbered year to elect its chair and vice chair. They shall serve until successors are elected. The chair and vice chair shall alternate biennially between the Senate and the House of Representatives. I think Senator Kiffmeyer spoke to this earlier. The commission shall meet at the call of the chair, and the members shall serve without compensation, et cetera. I think that's the relevant statute here. So I don't think there is a statutory requirement that it be a member of the majority party. There is a requirement in statute, in that same statute in a different paragraph, that requires the majority leader of the Senate, the minority leader of the Senate, and the corresponding members of the House to appoint two members to the body. So it's an even split by party for the membership itself.
Thank you, Mr. Nauman.
Mr. Chair, would it be in order for me to make a motion for reconsideration?
I suppose it could be. Mr. Nauman, I'll defer to you.
So, Madam, Mr. Chair, I apologize. I'm not sure I have much to offer there. I think it under Robert's rules, I presume, it, and the custom and practice of both bodies, that motion is in order.
Then I will so move.
Okay, Representative Elkin so moves to make a motion for reconsideration of the chair.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Albright.
Thank you. And I'm wondering if Mr. Nauman would have any advice in terms of what would happen on reconsideration of that vote upon a tie.
Mr. Nauman.
Mr. Chair, I believe that the custom and practice would be that if there was a tie, then the motion would not be reconsidered.
Thank you.
Thank you. With that advice, we'll go ahead and do a reconsideration for
Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair. Senator Marty had his hand raised.
Yeah, Senator Wicklund, if you will go first. But my pitch, Mr. Chair, my pitch is that Representative Elkins said he didn't have notice of this. He got on as soon as somebody told him that it was meeting and gets on, and it's 11:17 now by my clock. I was on at the beginning. But to me, I understand I think it generally is practice in both houses that the majority party of the caucus, the majority party in that house is the one that would normally nominate the chair in a body like this. I have not served on this body before because it's relatively new, but I picture that when a member came in a few minutes late, he's been on for at least 10 minutes, I think. And when a member comes in a few minutes late and didn't have notice, that we kind of want to have everybody involved in the decision. Because otherwise, if it's going to be party line votes, I can picture the nature of this being that his thing loses. And then basically on a 4-4, because we're supposed to be cooperating between the parties, if there are four of each and we're saying, well, one wasn't here for a minute, so, or 5 minutes, one wasn't here, so therefore we're going to decide it this way. I don't think that's a very good way to go, because I can see how it's going to play out if we just vote on party line vote for Representative Elkins' position. His request.
Thank you, Senator. Well, I guess I'll opine here. I believe all of us were copied. Representative Elkin was aware of the meeting. In fact, he sent a communication early on that he was nominating Representative Noor for chair. And in that same email that he responded to with the addendums was the Zoom link. It was not in the calendar, as I found to be the case for myself this morning, but it was in that email, and I placed it in my own Outlook calendar. I think with regard to the bylaws, it's clear that there's supposed to be a chair and a vice chair alternating between the House and the Senate. I think we're fulfilling that. This is a circumstance where the minority will be the chair and the minority will be the vice chair, rather than the majority. So I think that each party is represented in this situation bipartisan. Where we're at, I will take the motion to reconsider a nomination.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Chair, I did never get a chance to speak. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't have a raise hand button for some reason. I don't know just why my version up today. Yeah, I did a while ago and postponed that. So anyway, I would
for
just like
everybody,
to
thank you, Senator. Thank you, Senator Wicklund, and for everybody as we continue this, if we go to the reactions toolbar on the bottom, you'll see lower hand or raise hand will be how you can do that.
Okay.
Senator Wicklund.
Thank you. I would just like to add to what Senator Marty said. And I think that generally it seems like custom and practices that the body with the selection of chair, that it is the majority party that retains the chair. So I would just like to ask Mr. Nauman if there is any, I mean, since this particular group is not very old, it hasn't existed very long. Is there anything you can tell us about the other commissions that are similar in terms of motions that have been made either this session or last regarding selection of chair?
Mr. Chair and Senator Wicklund, I'm not sure I have a ton to offer in regard to that. I don't tend to typically staff those commissions, so I'm not an expert in that. If Mr. Marks has advice, he can jump in as well. I think what's most relevant here is what's required in the statute in terms of what gives you guidance. And the body itself, the commission itself is left with its own governance per the statute. And I don't see a lot of guidance.
Okay.
in this regard.
Thank you. Anyone else? So there's been a motion to reconsider voting for the chair. It will require a majority vote to do that. So all those in favor of reconsidering.
Mr. Chair, I see Representative Elkin's hand up, and I think he's been trying to indicate he wants to speak, and I would like to after him.
Thank you, Senator Marty. Representative Elkin, you have the floor.
Thank you. We went, as I said before, we went through the same issue last year with the LCC Committee on Metropolitan Governance, and had an extensive discussion on this. And we determined that the custom and usage has been is that the gavel goes to the majority party for the chamber that has the gavel. And this is exactly the same thing as what happened in the LCC Metropolitan Governance Committee last year.
And
Senator Marty.
And Mr. Chair, speaking to that same point, I just think it's normally in the Senate, it's normally been a courtesy when somebody wants to have a vote reconsidered because they weren't able to be present, that we give them the reconsideration. We've had when people accidentally vote the wrong way, we traditionally give them a chance to redo it. I just think that this is not a good way to keep a bipartisan oversight commission bipartisan, to say because one member who didn't have it on the calendar because of understandable reasons was late a few minutes, and therefore, and he came in and apparently you said he intended to nominate Representative Neuer, and it just seems to me somebody's 5 minutes late because they didn't know about it on their calendar, and they come in and then we say, well, we want to do it. Let's have the vote over again and then see what happens. And if it's a tie vote, then we still have to deal with that. But it should be on a tie vote on the actual election, not on a, should we give them the courtesy of reconsidering?
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the comments about custom and usage. I expected the same thing in the Legislative Audit Commission, but when the majority member chair of the Legislative Audit Commission appointed subcommittees, there was not a balance of bipartisan it's hard to do the bicameral when you want to have an odd number, which is the thing, but there's always been as much as possible to have an equal number in regards to that. And that was not followed in the Legislative Audit Commission for the last 2 years. I objected to it, but it was a bit late, but I did call attention to it because I was so surprised by it because it comes out and it's done. But that has happened in the Legislative Audit Commission. We functioned, we went through those things, but I think many times that is good, but we did call the meeting to order. Notice was sent out. Of all of our members, 7 of us were able to get the invite and get it on our calendar. So I think it is a duly called election, and that's the way it is. Mr. Chair, what is the next step that you see here? Is that vote? Is that right?
Well, the motion before us is meant to be there voting for the chair is how I see it. So any other discussion to clarity about what is before the floor? We were interrupted from voting for vice chair with a motion to reconsider voting for the chair. Any other discussion on that? Seeing none. You can either raise your hand in front of your face or you can use the raise hand motion.
Mr. Chair, I know we're somewhat in process of a motion, but I would like to consider that we just take a brief recess and have a conversation.
Senator Kiffmeyer moves that we have a brief recess and have a conversation. With that, So noted, and we'll take a 5-minute recess and we can leave your Zoom links on. And if each of you want to partisanly caucus amongst yourselves, we will do so. We will reconvene at 11:35. The advisory, if you want to start the recording of this meeting again, and we'll wait 15 seconds.
Thank you. We're now recording and streaming to YouTube.
Thank you, Ms. Ho. Thank you, members. We are reconvening from recess, the meeting of the LBOOC meeting. And the motion before us right now is to reconsider a vote for chair of the committee. With that, I will ask each of you to either use your reactions, raise hand, or raise your hand in front of your face on the video stream. And with that, all in favor of a motion to reconsider, please vote aye.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Noor.
I think we should have a little bit of a discussion after the quick break that we took so that we can address some of the issues that have been addressed by other members in terms of custom and usage and how we deliberate the process, because this issue will come in front of different commissions and other places. So we want to be more fair and be able to create a process that I think we can all rely on. So I think it is proper that we discuss how we handle this situation today, because it's going to have a significant impact going forward with any commission or committees that we may have. So to be able to be more fair and balanced. And I think from the last previous election cycle, we had Senator Kiffmeyer because of the way the process was set up. And we had Representative Carlson as the vice chair. So given that process and the way we did, work collaboratively, we don't want to start with having a little bit of a contention, because this body or commission is really important to the work that we do. And if we end up having a little bit of confusion at the beginning, it may hamper the work that we may end up doing during this session. So I just wanted us to be more thoughtful and to be able to have a fairness in the process.
Thank you, Representative Noor. We've had a discussion about this already. We've already heard testimony during this discussion that custom and usage is not always followed. And with that, I'm not going to take this discussion any further. So the motion before us is whether or not to reconsider a vote of the chair. Already put it before, I'll restate it one more time. Those in favor of reconsideration of a vote of the chair, please indicate by saying aye, raising your hand, or using the reaction key.
Aye.
Aye.
I'm seeing Representatives Elkin. On my screen, I'm seeing two people, Representative Noor, three. There, and Representative Marty, I see your hand. There being four, that is not a majority, the motion fails. The next agenda on the item is to vote for a chair, vice chair. Senator Kiffmeyer has removed her name from the ballot. Senator Wicklund, are you raising your hand to be recognized?
No, Mr. Chair, but I see Senator Marty has his hand raised. I don't know if that's to speak or Senator Elkin or Representative Elkins as well.
Mr. Chair, raised. When it's my turn, then
if you Senator Kiffmeyer. Thank you.
With having one name on the ballot, then I would make a motion that we cast a unanimous ballot for Senator Wicklund as vice chair.
Thank you, Senator Kiffmeyer. And I was about to go there.
Okay.
We've not taken any more discussion on this at this time. So all in favor.
Excuse me, I think Senator Marty had his hand raised to speak.
Mr. Chair, I just don't think we're getting off to a very good start on a bipartisan thing for an oversight commission. I don't think it's going to go away with this. And if Senator Wicklund decides to withdraw her name, and then if Senator Kiffmeyer re-adds her name, and then Senator Wicklund withdraws her name or adds her name back again, we're going to spend the rest of the day doing this. And I don't think that that's productive for any of this. You can say what custom and usage is. I know custom and usage has always been when somebody comes in and they missed a vote for a reason that's reasonable. and a couple minutes late. And I think I got on at 10:59, and I didn't know this was a commission that's that precise, but there was nowhere near a quorum at that time. I don't think Senator Kiffmeyer or others were on at 10:59 or 11 even. And maybe it started 11:02 or something, but the point is we try and be flexible when somebody has said that it wasn't on their calendar the right way and they weren't here, we take it in consideration. If we elect Senator Wicklund as vice chair, I don't think that addresses the concerns that were raised by Representative Elkins and so on. So I don't think we get anywhere. If we go ahead with the vote, Senator Wicklund just withdraws her name, and then Senator Kiffmeyer will probably say, oh, nobody else is running, then I'll put my name up. And then Senator Wicklund will renominate her name. We could be here all day doing this, and that's not a productive way to have a bipartisan consensus kind of task force. And I feel bad for the Legislative Budget Office because I think we can do better than this.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Marty. Senator Volbert, you have your...
I do, and this question is for Mr. Nauman. But under the state statute for this council, is it mandatory that we do elect a vice chair?
Mr. Nauman.
Mr. Nauman's on mute.
Well, that was not very helpful advice then, was it? Mr. Chair, I apologize for that. Paragraph C of 3.8854 begins with the sentence, "The commission shall meet in January of each odd numbered year to elect its chair and vice chair."
Thank you, Mr. Nauman.
And Mr. Nauman, if you could also say what happens if you don't elect a chair and vice chair. I believe that statute has a little more language there.
Mr. Chair and Senator Kiffmeyer, there is no specificity in the statute that says if the commission does not elect a vice chair. The statute continues to say that they shall serve until successors are elected. So I suppose, presumably, you could extend that to say, if a vice chair is not elected, the previous vice chair would continue.
Thank you, Mr. Nauman.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And I just wanted to respond to Senator Marty. Senator Marty, I'm not buying into this argument that Representative Elkins didn't have due notice of this meeting. He sent this message on his own Outlook message that he received this. It wasn't put into junk mail, and he responded to the committee, was well aware of the time of this committee. So I don't see that to be the case. I think also with regard to bipartisanship, we can squabble, you will, if you want, about who or which party is chair, whether you're minority or majority. But the fact of the matter is, this is a bipartisan committee. It's split equally between members of both chambers in equal amounts. And this will be a situation where if Senator Kiffmeyer has graciously removed her name from being nominated, and that has moved to unanimously represent minority member from the Senate, Senator Wicklund, in that case, it remains bipartisan. And if Senator Wicklund chooses to remove her name, or if she chooses not to, then we will default to the previous vice chair remaining. As a member of this commission. And I think that probably creates a void because Representative Carlson has retired. Do I have that correct, Nauman?
Mr. Mr. Chair, Senator Representative Carlson was the previous vice chair.
Thank you.
And go ahead.
Senator Kiffmeyer.
I just wanted to clarify that when we cast the vote for chair, there were 7 members, and that when we started the meeting, we had a quorum, and it was after 11 o'clock. And so it was a due process all the way around.
Thank you, Representative Kiffmeyer. Can we maybe refer, just for clarity on this issue, as to when the vote actually for chair took place? I believe that to be considerably past the starting of the meeting. Ms. Ho, are you able to ascertain that? Or do we need to recess the tape in order for you to do that?
I would have to check the tape. We started at 11:01, 11:02 on my clock and approved the minutes, and the election of the chair was next. So, and there was some, it went a little bit longer than I was expecting because there were 2 nominations. So I would expect it was about 11:04, 05, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay. All right, Senator Wicklund.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not satisfied that we have really resolved this in a satisfactory manner. I'm gonna withdraw my name from consideration.
All right, thank you. Representative Elkins.
Thank you. I just wanna say one of the reasons I asked to be appointed to this committee is because I expected it to be a nonpartisan exercise. I am largely here with the encouragement and coaching of retired Representative Bob Vogel. I attended the meetings of this LCC committee during the interim last year at his encouragement, just to understand how this group worked. And have been actively involved with the LBO during its creation under Michelle Weber, helping to make sure that the fiscal note procedures related to IT projects were improved. And the work of this body is very important to me, and it distresses me to be coming into the to the first meeting where I'm appointed to this body and have it immediately turn partisan like. I think we ought to just be following the custom of the usage. And I know and respect everyone on this call. And I think it's just sad that we're getting off on the wrong foot like this.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Elkin. Well, it's as hard as it need to be. Go ahead, Representative Rosen. Senator Rosen, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay, Mr. Chair. I just want to say just a couple things. I think this is a very important commission that we have before us. Senator Kiffmeyer, who is the chief author of the bill, has been very gracious to take her name off as vice chair. And you did an excellent job at getting us set up with this LBO, Senator Kiffmeyer. You and I believe it was Representative Carlson worked on it. If there was a problem with the vote from the very beginning, I believe the option of moving for a recess should have been taken by our friends from across the aisle, and that was not taken. There was a quorum announced. We had every right to move ahead with this vote. And if you were not comfortable that somebody was missing, there should have been a recess called by someone. And it did not happen. So I really hoping that we can move on, and Representative Hertog is gonna work with whoever is voted as vice chair, and we can do some good things.
Thank you, Senator Marty.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Senator Rosen, I understand about what you're saying about calling. I came on, I've never been on this commission before, and came on and was told this is going to be a very brief meeting and so on. And I figured, well, everybody was in agreement on everything. And then I see one name nominated and I thought, wait, the
House majority would normally be the one that would be the chair of this. And so I nominated Representative Neuer. It didn't occur to me that, I mean, I don't know who's on it. I know the Senate members of the commission, but I was looking at my screen. I see a bunch of faces. I didn't know how many members total it was. I didn't know if it was only eight or not. And so I kind of figured that this was happening. I should have objected. I should have, and I apologize for not doing it. But normally when somebody is missing and they have some reason for missing, Representative Elkins mentioned it wasn't on his calendar. And yes, he must have known about the thing because he had that. But if it wasn't in his calendar, I don't use Outlook calendar, but I didn't have a problem with it because it was on my calendar. If he didn't know and he gets on the call 5 minutes later and says, look, can we reconsider this? We're saying, no, we're not going to do that because by a party line vote, we can manage to kill it off. I think we're going to be a huge fight on this. And I don't think this is a good thing to do. We haven't even mentioned the Legislative Budget Office we're supposed to be overseeing because we're going to have this dispute and it won't go away just that fast. So I encourage us to rethink it. Maybe we should adjourn and meet again in a few days and have this start over again. I know we're supposed to do this by now, but well, we were supposed to do it in January.
Thank you, Senator Marty. Representative Albright.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Two observations. If Representative Elkins had been on the Zoom call at the time that we convened and confirmed a quorum, we would not have gotten any further than that because of the tie vote. I recognize and respect custom and usage, but candidly, the notion that we need to reconsider the chair based upon a non-disclosure does not sit well with me, particularly when fair disclosure was made to all the seven other members for whatever purposes they arrived at ability to join the Zoom call. Elections have consequences, and that's why we show up on time. So I would concur with Senator Marty that if so chosen by the new chair, that we adjourn to a period and time certain to discuss this and move forward.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Neuer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to get some few clarity in the process, if Mr. Norman will be able to help us. We were in the middle of voting for vice chair, which my motion, Senator Wicklund has withdrawn, and we went into another motion to reconsider. And I think there's also a request right now to adjourn the meeting, which creates a little bit of multiple challenges. Which order of motions are we taking first? That's my quick question, and then I'm going to follow up.
Thank you. The motion before the body at this time is to vote on a motion to reconsider voting for a chair.
Mr. Chair.
So far, that motion has been put forward. There has been a beginning of a roll call or a vote taken. And so far that has been four votes in favor and we have not voted the nays. That's where we're at because we've been interrupted.
Correct.
With so, that, Mr. Representative Neuer.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to request an adjournment until we reconfigure again and figure out how we will proceed forward. That's my motion to in front of the body.
There's a motion to adjourn that's non-debatable. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed?
Nay.
Nay. Representative Kiffmeyer, Representative Rosen.
I said aye.
Thank you. That motion fails. So we're back to the motion to reconsider.
Division, Mr. Chair. Yeah. Division, I heard 5-3. Could you ask for a division, please, Mr. Chair?
I will do so. Thank you, Senator Marty. Asks for a division. Ms. Ho, would you take a roll call? The vote will be a motion to reconsider. I'm sorry, the motion before us now is to adjourn and take a roll call. Aye, it's a non-debatable motion. So Ms. Ho, please take a roll call.
Senator Marty.
Aye.
Senator Rosen.
Aye.
Senator Wicklund.
Aye.
Representative Albright.
Aye.
Representative Elkins.
Aye.
Representative Hertas.
No.
Representative Noor.
Aye.
Senator Kiffmeyer.
Aye.
That's 6 ayes and 2 nays.
Okay, members, with that, a motion to adjourn has been made, and we are adjourned.